time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to the podcast. I took a little while off from the podcast, hadn't done them regularly, but I'm back and I'm glad you're listening. I know also there are a bunch of new subscribers, so welcome to 3 minutes and 30 seconds of spiritual religious talk by me, Rabbi Brian. Childhood baggage. Yes, we all have it. What do we do about it? We'll get to that in a moment. Let me tell you why I wanted to talk about it. I did a funeral for a woman, and let's call her Diana. And Diana's brother, her sister, and her parents all told me when I was talking about them that Diana struggled in her life a lot. But all three also told me that when Mom was pregnant with Diana, Mom's mother died, and this was devastating to Mom. So Diana never met her grandmother, her maternal grandmother, because she was in utero, and that cause and effect, or just time, that's when the grandmother died. Now, Diana must have known this story, right? She must have known it. If it's something that her brother, her sister, and her parents all told me, it must have been something that she had heard also. And I couldn't help but thinking, what an odd, strange, probably difficult effect it would have on someone growing up to hear that when they were in utero, when they were coming into this world, they took someone out. I know that wasn't how it was said, but that was implied, as opposed to saying, Diana, we named you after Grandma. She was such a great woman. We wanted you to continue on. It was this really negative spin to it. And I thought about all of us. Now, not that the same exact circumstances happened to us, but all of us grew up being told certain stories, being told certain things about ourselves, either explicitly or implicitly. And we're all told in some ways that we're not enough, or we're told that we're not, whatever it is, whatever, you know what it is for you. We all learn these stories. And I think about Diana, and was she ever able to see past this story that was given to her, this childhood baggage? And how about you? How about me? How hard it is for us to get past, if you're always told that you're a you're going to think your whole life that you're a So that's our thought for this week. I hope you have freedom from your childhood baggage. Have a garage sale. Sell it. That's it. Tell people ROTB.org. And I'm glad you're listening. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.